3, 2, 1. What's your last name?
Brenda. Alas.
Brenda, alas. Brenda,
alas. It is Brenda, my drama teacher would say. Alas.
Alas, it is Brenda, as her drama teacher would say. This is the Always Choose Love show, podcast, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'd like y'all to meet Brenda. Brenda, introduce yourself to the audience, to whoever's listening around the world.
Hello, beautiful beings. My name is Brenda Alas, and I am excited to do the podcast today and be asked a variety of conscious questions. So thank you for having me on.
Thank you for being on. Okay, so I'm going to be looking at the screen because I don't have my questions. I have my questions, but let's just start off. What are you grateful for? Because gratitude is the key. There's more to gratitude because you can live in contentment, but let's not go there. What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for the quality breath I get to take in. I'm grateful for the ability to be a critical thinker. And I'm grateful for the love I get to receive and share with my daughter.
Okay, let's talk about love.
Let's go there.
Let's go there, because I think love is the answer. You have a bunch of stuff up. Love one another. Be honest. Use kind words. Live your dreams. Be yourself. Keep your promises. But we can talk about keep your promises too. So let's talk about love. What is love to you?
Well, love is a frequency. It's a frequency that's quite profound, and it's essential in this time to reset a lot of the cultural, social dilemmas. Love is understanding. Okay. Love is kind.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so she said love is a frequency. What does that mean to people who aren't, as you said, conscious?
Okay, frequencies. Mm-hmm. We are all beings, electric magnetic fields that exist within us, our cells, our
creation. Okay, let's go back. Yeah. So tell them your background. So
okay,
if they're new, I was a nurse for 12 plus years.
And I'm also a nurse, registered practical nursing, and I have experience. My basis with community care, working with type 1 diabetic children in the school settings, and a variety of pediatrics and adults.
Geriatrics.
Okay. Yeah, geriatrics, and also a spectrum of all.
Okay. So, all right, let's get back to, I guess, frequency then.
Frequency.
Yeah. And you mentioned about frequency. So if you guys don't know, our hearts function off energy and electricity. You have the SA node, AV node, et cetera, et cetera. That's why you get shocked back into. So you think that love is a frequency that we kind of emit when we're walking?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Like how you said, you based it on the cardiac system being an electrode node that sustains, you know, the diastolic and systolic, the cardiac filling of the blood and the contraction of the blood flowing out and the amazing aspects of what our systems, multiple systems do for our body. Mm-hmm. But frequency, for me in particular, is consciousness, because I didn't know that term prior to really connecting and being grounded and connecting back to the roots with nature. And that's where I tend to experience the frequencies from Mother Gaia or Earth, you know, the planet, the core. And the frequency is what sustains life, what sustains wellness.
Interesting. Okay, so we were talking about Joe Dispenza. Not sure if you guys know Joe Dispenza, but he basically talks about like the placebo effect and using frequency, meditation, and all these things to kind of heal yourself. And there is like an electromagnetic wave around you. The science is there. I can't really explain the science at the moment, but like she's talking about, like when you're walking by somebody, like you can feel how they feel.
Yes.
Right? And that's kind of what you're talking about. Like love is just like a frequency. When you walk in here, like you can feel like the love for your daughter and like the love in this home.
Like how you said, you've come into my home and you've picked up on a frequency. There's different levels with densities.
Like
the fear, the shame, the guilt, those frequencies will be more in a dense state where it would be a heavy feel versus the frequency of love, joy, excitement, motivation that is more uplifted.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell me this. How are you teaching your daughter? Because we talked earlier before about like people that are kind of in a low vibration. They're depressed. They're anxious. They're not as conscious. So what are you doing for your daughter that listeners can do for their kids to help them live in, we're going to talk about like the growth mindset and kind of like, how do you teach your daughter to become like a well-grounded young woman who, like a lot of people have trauma, mm-hmm. right? And your daughter might have some trauma around things that have happened to her, because everybody has some sort of trauma, regardless of like how rich, how poor, wherever your background is, right? So what are you doing to teach your daughter like how to love herself first?
So it's been an interesting journey, mm-hmm. how we're talking about frequency, because that word, when I took a 2-month vacation to St. Lucia mm-hmm. and got very invested in nature with the water, that trip was very beneficial for me, but for my daughter, it was not. It took her away from home, from her friends, but we're both right now on our own journeys. And the word frequency started triggering my daughter. She got angry. She didn't understand it. So it's still work in progress. I connect with a high vibrational yoga group that I participate with. Mm-hmm. And I've actually brought her on some sessions so she can understand. So the way I teach is lead by example. Mm-hmm. And when we're at the consciousness of yoga and focusing on the breath, the words frequencies, meditation, the terminology, words that I want her to be aware of, because we've been so conditioned not to know these things. So having her be present mm-hmm. is one. She's still young in her
mind. She's how old?
She'll be turning 10 March 1st. So she's a decade old. And even me, prior to this whole life experience, I was part of conformity and conditioning and the indoctrinations. Now I have a child who's in school. And
yep.
She doesn't fit the cookie mold cutter. And it and I said, but it's not about that.
What do you mean by the cookie mold cutter?
Okay, so she's critical. She's curious. She asks a lot of questions. She likes to skip in school and be joyful. And she's kind of being told that that's not the norm. Stay in a single file. You're only mm-hmm. good if you do A, B, and C with this teacher that she's experiencing this year.
So on that, I read that... yesterday, apparently somewhere in, I believe, was it Philadelphia? Somewhere in the States, they're actually firing people who are like Christian, Muslim. They're trying to, so right now there's a lot of weird things going on where they're trying to indoctrinate kids with this woke ideology.
Yeah.
Right? And the fact that like your daughter's resisting is, I think, a good thing. So how can parents right now that are unfortunately have to like, because they have to work, a lot of people have to work, etc., they're sending their kids to these schools like, my God, what are my kids learning? How can parents get involved? Because we see, like we know a lot of parents like, here's technology, here's a phone. And they're letting the phone teach them and they're letting the school system indoctrinate the kids with all these things that I'm sure like a lot of people aren't with.
As parents, it's fundamental we stay connected and communicate with our children. I am very blessed. We have a good relationship where she communicates, she tells me what's happening. Mm-hmm. Most parents from my school do notice that, and they admire that in our relationship that we share. Not every, oh my God, my daughter can't even say anything to me. Like, you know, they'll probe. But you have to ask the open-ended questions and create an environment that will foster a free, like not making them feel judged. Mm-hmm. Because judgment, they're experiencing that in school.
Yes, because when you go to school, like you're graded and like, I don't know what's going on in school right now. But like one big thing for people that are like struggling psychologically, they judge themselves based on like, and they feel shameful. Listen, we all poop. We all have BO after we work out, et cetera, et cetera. There's no like shame in that. We all have body fat. Like I'm looking good. You know, my first form shirt. This is not an ad. But you mentioned something. Let's talk about lead by example, because that's one of the core values of first form. She doesn't know first form. She just asked me about them. So they're a supplement company from the USA. They talk about lead by example and show your kids, right? Because show me, don't tell me. Because if you tell your kids, oh, you got to exercise, blah, blah, blah. And you're sitting here like eating cookies and like, it's okay to eat cookies, but like, you know what I mean? But like you're leading by example. So how can parents do a better job? Like what can they do? What do you think is like the top three things that they can show their kids? What is the most important things that you're showing your daughter so that she can grow up to be like a well-adjusted woman in this kind of like crazy world that we live in?
So what I'm showing her is trying my best to self-regulate. And in the moments where I have a reactive response versus one that is loving and nurturing, I hold myself accountable.
Okay.
Because she's mom, it's kind of scary. It's a little overwhelming. And she can say that back to me.
At nine and a half years old.
We talk about the nervous system. We're actually in therapy together with a conscious therapist. And they assess our nervous system and our brain pattern. So far,
okay, so where can they find, like, I never heard about, like, a conscious, where can people, so in the GTA,
or yes,
where can they yeah. find, like, a conscious therapist for, like, with a kit? Like, I never knew that existed.
So, Angelina does come from a family household. There is a separation. Mm-hmm. And from young, from the time she was 4 years old, she got integrated with play therapy to help her cope with.
The separation happened early on.
Early on.
Because I know some people that, like, literally, their separation happened early. So, tell your story.
For any parent out there, it was really through the school and the social worker that kind of guided me on resources. Mm-hmm. And that's how I became acquainted with Gerardo Quarantino. I hope I'm saying his name correctly.
We'll link it in the show.
We'll link it all in. And actually, he took on myself and her father prior to our separation.
Okay.
And it was about a year's time doing the work, and it came full circle where behavior patterns were consistent. There's still great love between us because we created an amazing soul together. Mm. But it just wasn't meant to be.
So we'll talk about that after.
Yeah. And from then on, he took on our beautiful daughter for one-on-one sessions through play therapy. So it initially started with her playing out through toys. It was quite fascinating. There is a lot of resources out there for children. Not the standard, you know, talk therapy, because they're too young for that.
They don't understand, like you they said, frequency. She's like, what's frequency?
Oh,
like?
She. I mean, it got heated in this home. Like, heated. Like, I don't understand. So, because she was more on, she's an anxious, worried child too. Because
she didn't have perspective. That's why they're like, what's frequency? Yes. I don't like, never experienced.
And I felt like even myself with my daughter's relationships, we were on different dimensions. Mm-hmm. And it's hard because you're trying to live your day-to-day life and you all want to be in the same mindset of understanding what is being spoken to. But she's young. So one, leading by example, self-acceptance. I do not criticize myself. Women, we need to stop.
Hey, men do too.
Okay, women and men individuals alike, we need to stop being...
Humans,
yes, I love that, humans.
That's not good. Let's not go there, but yeah, that's humans.
Humans.
Yeah.
We need to stop being critical of ourselves and accept who we are and start healing the traumas. I think that was the fundamental factor for me in being the role model I can be today.
How about I challenge you and say we just need to be in the moment? Because, like,
yeah.
If you're, you know, the reticular activating system. So what you focus on, you get more of. So if you're constantly, I have to heal. You're constantly in that state.
Yeah.
Versus, look, I'm healed. I'm perfect the way I am. The way you are, you're perfect, right? Your daughter's perfect. How about, like, so let's just kind of backtrack, because I think you mentioned something very important in terms of, like, acceptance and so mindfulness, right? Meditation, play therapy. So we'll talk about mental fitness in a bit, but, like, the first thing that you mentioned was, like, you basically accept, you take responsibility for, like, say you guys got into it, there was heated argument, you take responsibility. Like, radical acceptance is the first step for mental fitness. So what does mental fitness mean to you when you first hear
it? Mental fitness. I love that statement, because it's not one that we're conditioned to hearing. We're
conditioned to, like, the physical
fitness, physical, you know, but the only way you can obtain physical fitness is by having a healthy mind, a balanced, self-regulated nervous system. Without that, you can't really pursue, or, you know, one can have that physical appearance, but there will be a disconnect or a dysfunction in the brains. So mental fitness is about self-regulation and a balance of the both brain atmospheres. And I only say this through what myself and my daughter are going through, because I see when she's connected to the electro lobes, how her waves are not aligned.
So self-regulating, what does that mean to people? Like, how does someone self-regulate themselves and their kids or their significant others? How do they self-regulate?
self-regulation takes a lot of work. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know what the term self-regulation was until I became a parent and started doing some parental workshops mm-hmm. to better equip myself. So I grew up living my life not knowing these terms and just living my day-to-day life. So now I have the ability to learn, and that's about taking that deep breath. Mm-hmm. Relieving mm-hmm. the distress in your body so we can respond in a mindful way rather than react. Because when you have feelings of anger, rage, it can be hurtful.
Respond versus react, right? There's two different things.
Yeah.
So that's very, I think that's very important too. So in terms of self-regulating, you guys probably already know this, but we're nurses, we're in healthcare. So when you take a deep breath, you're activating what's called the parasympathetic nervous system. And I have to say this because like sometimes people don't know what we know, right? Yeah. So when you activate the parasympathetic nervous system, you're activating, so there's fight or flight where you're like anxious and nervous. So if you're anxious and nervous, just take five deep breaths in and out. If you follow a guy named Huberman Labs, he posted something about like, apparently you could start looking better if you take deep breath and like there's a certain way and your facial structure will change. But if you take deep breath, it'll actually activate the parasympathetic nervous system and you'll start to like get nice and calm. This is why people get anxious. They're hyperventilating because they're trying to like relax. But the way they breathe, if you shallow breathe, this doesn't work. You have to take a deep breath in. There's something called box breathing, right? And I'm sure like you're teaching like your daughter, you said she's an anxious person because of what happened in the past, right? So a lot of people, like their past dictates their future, and in terms of mental fitness, just to educate people. So radical acceptance, growth mindset, meditation, and mindfulness. So in terms of like the growth mindset, because a lot of parents, there's a book by, I forget her name, but it's called The Growth Mindset. Mm-hmm. Carol Dweck. Mm-hmm. I know the name. Carol Dweck. Mm-hmm. So it talks about the growth mindset for kids. So what have you been teaching her to teach her the growth mindset? Because it seems like you guys are very connected, because the growth mindset is very important.
It stems from the parasystems, nervous systems, mm-hmm. The flight and flight response.
Fight or flight.
Flight or flight, thank you, to the balancing of rest and
digest. I think you said fight or flight.
So thank you for correcting me.
I don't know. We'll
and having a balance of rest and digest by activating our vagus nervous and doing what would be unusual movements, mm-hmm. but it's so essential for the body to do that reset. It's a lot of work in progress to initiate this, even for myself. Mm-hmm. When my daughter, I'm like, just give yourself a moment and let's just shake it out and breathe it out. Actually, with her, what I find is beneficial when she is having anxious moments, she's not big on the calming and the breathing. I have to do a physical reset. So I'll go in the hallway and we'll do a race. And we'll come back. So that's another fundamental one for children.
Sometimes movement.
Yeah. Jumping jacks, being silly, being a clown, just to
playing.
Playing. I think with children, it's more beneficial that way.
Because they don't understand, like they're like, breathe, mm-hmm. like, breathe. I don't want to breathe, like, they don't understand it.
And it can get confusing, it can be annoying. It's not something that they're really well in tune with. Their day-to-day life.
Because they don't like to be told what to do. Listen, we're adults. We don't like to be told what to do either.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
But physical reset has been very beneficial in allowing her nervous system to kind of take that moment and recoup herself.
Yes, and exercise. If you guys don't know, exercise is the number one thing to deal with quote-unquote depression, because I don't believe depression is actually a thing. I think it's because like if you look at other places, you're from...
El Salvador.
I'm from Africa, and in other places... They're busy doing stuff. They don't have so much time to sit around on their phone and like worry about stuff that doesn't really matter, right? They're out doing things. And physical exercise is the number one thing to cure depression. Get out and move your body. And all that anxiety, you'll just release it. That energy, because everything's frequency, everything is energy. Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, think about frequency and energy, right? And so what she mentioned, just to recap, is for your kids... Get them moving. If they're anxious, get them moving, get them exercising. Because a lot of kids now, they're just like literally on the phone.
Stagnant. 24/7. We're stagnant. There's no flow.
Especially post-COVID too. Everybody was home. No one's exercising. No one can go out, right? So COVID is a whole like other thing, right?
Yeah. Stagnation. We need to move and have the circulation flowing through our body.
For sure. Okay. So you mentioned, let's mention the three. So being aware and basically like telling when you're like, when I made a mistake.
Yeah.
And then movement and help self-regulating. And then what's the third thing that you do slash you do with your daughter to help her kind of eliminate her kind of anxiety and stress and all the psychological issues, psychological suffering that we have in today's society?
Listen. I listen. I listen actively.
Okay, what is active listening? Because, so I like to talk. I talk a lot of like, listen, there's an episode I had. Yeah. Landon, if you're listening to this, shit talk, right? I like to talk, but we have, what's the saying? We have two ears and one mouth for a reason.
So for me, active listening, and you know, with our nursing background, it's something we're actually taught to do to establish a healthy rapport with our clients, with the multidisciplinary team. And it's hard because we're conditioned to kind of go mentality in with our minds, that to have that moment to listen and to clarify. So I will listen to her. And Angelina, do you mean this? Is this, if I misunderstood, I'll get some clarity, but just really be in tune with her soul. Like we have soul talks where we connect. I'll have her little hand on my heart and I'll have my hand on hers. And we just feel each other's
field. You mentioned Soul earlier. So there's a movie called Soul. I recommend everybody watch it. I'm not going to give it away, but I've watched it. I watched it once and then I watch it the second time. I'm like, oh, this is the secret to life.
Yes.
So let's talk about mindfulness and how, like you mentioned, like you guys sit there. How do you get her to be in the present moment? Because you know, all the cliches, they're so true. Even like, I'm grateful for all the bad stuff that's happened to me. Even you talked about earlier, you're like, you're grateful for COVID because it helped you become more conscious. And I think a lot of people that are listening, they're like, oh my God, they got to reevaluate themselves. And like, so in terms of mindfulness and active listening, so how do you be in the moment with her, especially when you got a lot of things going on, you got to pay bills, you got to like send her to school, and like you got a lot of things going on. How do you teach her? How do people teach their kids about being mindful? Because a lot of, you said she has anxiety, and anxiety is about the future.
Yeah.
And then if kids are like, they're depressed, how do parents teach their kids, or even like your nieces, nephews, your friends' kids, when you're with them? Someone that I knew back in 2019, he was basically like big on like being present with the kid, watch, because he learned from his dad, like his dad wasn't mindful, but like he was there, not on their phone with their kids. So how do parents like teach their kids mindfulness, and how do like they avoid distractions?
It's a balance. Mm-hmm. It's a balance. Because in order to be that efficient teacher, you have to get back to yourself and fill your cup always. If your cup is running on empty, you are going to be short-tempered.
I got coffee. It's all good.
You're going to be short-tempered. Your energetic field is going to be dense. And kids are very in tune and very sensitive. Just like the elderly with dementia, they lose a lot of their faculties, their impairments to see, to express, to hear, but they are so sensitive to the approach from the caregiver. Mm-hmm. And it's the same with children, the senses, the stimuli that they experience. So if your home is in a chaotic state, there's high stress, we're all dealing with inflation. Even her teacher, like the last 3 weeks, he keeps speaking about inflation and his demeanor has changed. So I'm actually using this experience with her teacher, who started out like really positive and creating such a mindful space in the classroom where it's completely changed. So a lot of what's happening.
So he's speaking inflation about to the kids.
Yes.
At 10 years, what do they need to know about inflation?
That's, well,
math. This is like Dave Chappelle. He's like, he's like, you wouldn't go to your kid and be like, Listen, son, I ain't gonna be able to pay the bills today, but like, you go and have a great day at school, you might not be able to eat. Remember Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, I'm
not
sure if you see. Yeah, of course.
Why are you talking about inflation at school? To kids that are 9 and a half, 10 years old?
Because sadly, we have a hard time leaving our personal issues behind.
So the school teacher is talking about.
Yes, he'll bring it in quite often. And since he's highlighted the inflation, that's when his demeanor towards the students has changed.
Okay.
And it was within the last 3 weeks. And I know before the Christmas break, it gets really crazy. Mm-hmm. The energies of the children change because they're anticipating the long break. But it's important that we fill our cup always. And by filling our cups, we create balance to respond appropriately and get off phones. I'm guilty as that. Like the addictions we have to social media.
Turn off notifications off.
Oh my gosh. I am guilty of that. So my daughter is a very physically oriented child. So swimming is her thing. She loves playing the piano. Mm-hmm. One of the things I do, she'll play the piano while I recite some poetry, you know, just the way I love her, or dance, like what's good for my soul. I do, while she tunes into playing the frequencies of the piano.
Okay, so how do you fill your cup then for you? Oh, so I'm going to plug something right now. Yeah. 75 Hard. It helps you basically take care of yourself first. Because you know what they say, like cliche, in the airplane, put your oxygen on first. Like if you wake up tired, you haven't exercised, you haven't slept, you have no energy to take care of your daughter.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, it's selfish to take care of yourself. No, you can turn your notifications off.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do. Fill your cup up before everybody wakes up. And then give yourself to the world, the best of you.
Yeah.
So how do you fill your cup? Do you dance? You said you dance.
For me, connecting with my high vibrational yoga group, getting back into a space that's peaceful and focusing on my breath.
So peaceful space, environment, so your physical environment, your mental environment, what you see on social media. So your home is very clean, very organized. A lot of people, they're like, why am I anxious? Why am I stressed? Because their environment.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids pick up on that too.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Connecting to nature. For me, nature grounds me. I am that woman that will hug a tree because I know
I'm the benefits. I'm a tree hugger too.
Yes.
I'm a tree hugger too.
And it feels it's so fundamental.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I go by the creek and I sit and, you know, I just try to clear my mind, listen to the water flow, get sun gaze. Sun is key. I don't know if you noticed, we've had weeks without the sun. So naturally that
seasonal... It helps with the vitamin D's.
Yeah.
Seasonal affective disorder, which is going on. Listen, February is coming up. February is cold. I hate kept... But again, you can take vitamin D supplements.
Yes.
Right? And don't take them in pills. Take them in form.
I do orally. I have a naturopath that I work with. So, I mean, I do utilize a lot of resources that are more naturally driven versus dependent on... you know, pharmaceuticals or whatever the case
may be. We're not going to get into that, but
you know, just keeping a healthy, conscious mindset to keep a healthy body so I can do the day-to-day things with my daughter.
Mental fitness, right? It's all connected. Everything's connected. That's why, like, your relationships matter, your money matters, everything, like, is connected. So for me, in terms of, like, you said get out of nature. So there's grounding, there's...
Yeah.
So a lot of people... Their phones are with them 24. We are Androids. We have our phones with us. We're Android human beings. But like when you connect to nature, go out for a walk with your kid. And like kids like to be outside. Like when we grew up, we're the same generation. Like we went outside, we play, ride your bike. Even though like a lot of people live in warm places, but you can put on something warm. Go outside for 10 minutes. Exercise. So the key is 30 minutes of exercise a day at least. Just walk. Protein is key. Mm-hmm. A lot of vegans and stuff. I was a vegan before, but like protein, get animal protein. And then water, drink your water, drink at least a gallon of water
hydration
a day.
Hydration is key.
Right? Because we're just water. Like we're 60-70% water. And everything, like, you know, all our nutrients and everything's transported through our body with water. And then the last thing is counting macros, which I'm like, it's all about, if you want to lose weight, a lot of people nowadays, like new year, new me, they want to lose weight. Count your calories, all in and out. It's energy, right? Mm-hmm. So a calorie is a unit of energy. So resting, if you're 200 pounds, you're 200 pounds, you're basically, if you lay in bed all day, you're burning 200,000 calories. So if you want to lose weight, eat less than 2,000. Mm-hmm. You can lay in bed. I was depressed. I was laying in bed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to lose weight, just don't be eating. A lot of people sit in bed eating because they can order Grubhub, Uber Eats, right? Go out in nature. You just need to do those four things.
Yeah.
And you get, again, you said, show me, don't tell me, because kids don't learn from what you tell them.
And eating consciously, dietary intake, like how you said, micro minerals and nutrients, our brains have a lot of disconnect because we're not getting what's necessary for the neurotransmitters yep. to correct the positive signals.
So neurotransmitters, for those that don't know, they're basically your happy chemicals. So dopamine, serotonin. And a lot of people get, they go on their phone. Oh my God, I feel happy, right? Watching pornography, it's too easy, right? Yeah. I can get food. We can order pizza right now. Eat pizza, feel good. Yeah. But it's doing hard things that actually makes you, like, it's about long-term gratification versus a lot of people are short-term. They go online, TikTok.
8-second visual hit stimuli.
No, it's like 2 seconds now. It's like they got
I'm not on TikTok, so I don't got know, no attention. But I am on Instagram and I can get carried away and lost.
Even for kids, right? Like, yeah. So a lot of parents that I know, they give their kids like timers. Do you do that with her? Like in terms of technology, does she have a phone?
She has a tablet and she enjoys playing Roblox. That's a little game Roblox she plays. It's something that the younger kids are playing. And, you know, even my daughter's experience at school, she doesn't have that closeness that, like how she has with her fundamental friends, but they're all in different schools. So the device has become a way for them to
connect. To connect, yeah.
So, you know, coming from work yesterday, I hear her having a role play with her friends mm-hmm. and they're, you know, sadly for the children and what became of COVID, this became a means for their connectivity.
It became normal, yeah. The new quote unquote normal.
But it's important we get back to having social interactions, connections, sitting mm-hmm. in creating a warm space.
Because you need to be with that energy. Like if you did this online, it's like, it's not the same as like being there.
Reciprocate
right?
that,
yeah.
right? Like there's a difference in sitting and having this interview maybe versus doing it through Zoom.
Everybody's like doing it through Zoom. Like, no, let's not do Zoom.
I'm real old school. I still love talking on the phone. I still like hearing about someone's day.
There's a lot of people that are like quote unquote in the younger generation that like to do that. Mm-hmm. But people think like they're trying to take away like competition. There's a lot of kids right now that are 15, 12 years old that are competitive because it's in our nature, mm-hmm. right? To be competitive and a lot like kids, they like to be with other kids playing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't think they like to be on technology. They like to be like physically with them.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So good interview. So two last questions. Right now at this moment, because love changes.
Yeah.
Right? So what is love to you and why? So what is your definition of love? Love is what for you right now at this moment? This is the second last question.
I kind of wanted to go in music soul child. Love, so many things I got to tell you, but I'm afraid I don't know how. Because in the past, you take a look at me differently. Love can be, you know, music soul child.
I know who he is. Yeah, yeah.
So that came to mind when
80s baby stand up. 80s baby stand up.
When you bring up the word love, but it does go back to that terminology of frequency. Love is abundant in being grounded. Love is.
So if you had to pick one word, or like 3 words max, love is.
Love is awareness.
Okay.
That's the word I would choose. Because we all have our own perceptions.
Love is awareness. I'm going to put that in. I like that.
And what you may describe love maybe differently from how I perceive the world and how I describe love. Mm-hmm. But love is my baby girl. Love is unconditional. Love is my motherhood journey.
See, love can be a bunch of different definitions. If you go to my blog at Shadin Elkashief, shadinelkashief.com, I have definitions of love every single day, but you mentioned a bunch of them.
Love is community.
Let's condense it. Let's condense it to one definition.
Love is awareness.
Love is awareness. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So, and then in terms of, so we're going to have other guests on the show. You have a friend. I'll interview her. Tell us about her. And then I have one more question after that.
Yes. So my friend has a balloon business to make your events pop. Creative Moments by M.
There's going to be an event. Always Choose Love Experience. We're going to hire creative.
Yes.
Where can they find her? What does she do? So balloons, etc.
She's on Instagram and you can go to her page. And she's such a creative being with a wonderful vision. Mm-hmm. She puts so much focus and details into making your events just gives that fest of pop and color
okay.
and appeal.
Balloons. Who doesn't want to play with balloons? Like, balloons are
fun. Oh my gosh. And I do some work with her from time to time. And I'm so fascinated with her desire to want to make people.
Does she do like giraffes? You know those giraffes? Oh, I mean, no. These are. Okay, yeah, no. I'm just thinking about those, like, those clowns that, like, do, like...
No. It's to create beautiful moments for your special occasions.
Okay, we'll link it in the show description. And, okay, awesome. And then in terms of... So, I'm not sure who the next guest is, but what question... I might not ask it to the next guest. I might ask it maybe in a month or two. What question do you want to know about that person? Because I'm going to give something away. I'm something like you. I'm nothing like you. I'm nothing but you. Book coming out at some point. We're all the same, right? You're just a different hue of man / woman than me. But we all experience emotions. We all have, just externally, we're our avatar, because we're living in a matrix, but let's not go there. Our avatar. So what question would you have for that person that you want to know about them?
The question would be, and I asked this question to my daughter yesterday, and the feedback was quite interesting.
Would you, if you want to share that, then we can.
Yeah, okay. But what do you need to feel safe?
Are you asking me?
That's the question I would pose to any adult or the next guest that's coming.
What do you need to feel safe?
Mm-hmm. I asked that question to my daughter yesterday. It's a hard, and that was her feedback. She said, Mom, that's a hard question. Right from the back, she goes, I need my mommy, I need my papa, I need my Nini. Nini's her grandma. And I said, okay, what actions do you require from those adults to make you feel safe?
See, there's the details matter, right? Because if you go to, okay, what does need mean? Mm-hmm. Right? Because there's love languages, and my love language is like working. It's like being of service. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize, like, oh, it's like some people just need you to be there. Like, so... Interesting that you asked, you followed up, because you guys have a relationship where you like communicate. But a lot of people are like, oh, here, just take the phone. You can feel safe. Just take the phone and watch this.
No. Follow up is key. And then when I asked her, like, what action, the nurturing action she would require from the three of us.
So she said nurturing?
No, I asked with the follow up, what action, but I did put the word nurturing, do you require from us? She sat and she goes, that's a hard one to answer.
So you haven't had an answer yet?
No. Okay. That was the last, the way we...
That's a deep question.
It's a deep question. And she said, Mom, that's a difficult question to answer. So it'll take time.
We'll get to it. I might surprise that guest, because, like, I might not even tell them that beforehand.
And it's a question of
so
expressing vulnerability, too.
I'm going to ask you the question. What do you need to feel safe? Ooh. I'm going to throw this question back at you. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't be able to answer that.
Yeah, what I need to feel safe. I need safe?
$1 trillion.
Yeah. What I need
remember to that. Feel safe. No, you safe. Don't remember. You remember that. Who's that?
Powers,
though. No, the rap, the... Remember, I'm going to take over the world.
Yeah.
The spy, not the spy. There's the other one, the rats and whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Pinky in the Brain?
Yes, Pinky in the Brain.
One is a genius, the other's insane.
I'm the insane one.
The goal is to take genius. Over the world.
I'm a genius and I'm insane. I'm like Kanye West, but I'm more intelligent. I'm Kanye. Let's not
questions like that, I think, bring us to our vulnerabilities. And many of us...
You're not getting off the hook. I actually want I want your answer.
What I need to feel safe is to feel heard, is to feel valid.
Validated?
Valid with... Like how you said, I know like perceptions. Past traumas that affected me. And I think we're all going to be on a journey of some sort. And I'm still in the process. I can find myself that I am not as reactive from a past trauma that happened. Mm-hmm. And I guess I can be more like with my ex-partner. Mm-hmm. And I need safety. I need to feel safe with that person.
Okay.
Because there's always that goal and desire of, if we could be together, but we're just on different levels in our consciousness and our journeys right now.
Yeah. And I think that's fine, because a lot of people like judge other people. It's like, oh my God, why isn't this person like me? But like life is like a journey. For instance, like fitness, one big thing, fitness. It's like people see, like they see me, they see you. They're like, oh my God, she's fit. He's fit. Yeah, I'm bringing sexy. But anyways, I'm bringing sexy back. But anyways, like But they don't realize, like, it's up and down. Like, there's, it's a journey that you have to walk, but, like, you're never going to reach a destination where yeah. you can be, like, 10% body fat, but you're going to eat something. Oh, 10.1. Like, you're going to, it's up and down. So people yeah. need to just realize, like, be easy on yourself. Like, sometimes you're an entrepreneur. You can't pay the bills. You can't.
Yeah.
Like, but then sometimes you become a trillionaire, right? It's, yeah. it's, and then people lose that money. Like, they lose, literally, there's a lot of people that right now that, like, that are multimillionaires, they lost a lot because COVID and all this stuff. So yeah. it's like, it's a journey of, like, self-discovery and, like, learning to, like, don't get mad at that person because, like, they're not as yeah. conscious or aware.
Yeah.
Or even your kids. Like, your kids have no perspective of, like, if they mess up, don't, like, belittle them and, like, you're adding trauma to them by, like, being, don't do that. Don't, like, be like, listen, don't do this because, like, explain it to yeah. them. Like you said, yeah. details matter.
Yeah, right? Details matter. Even, like, when I'm answering that question to you and I'm reflecting back, it's like I've put my needs to feel safe in someone else, but I have to get back to rooted of just being acceptant of the reality that this person, that's probably all they're able to give. So in order to feel safe, I really have to get back to myself and invest to my core and create my own safety, because we're so conditioned
yep.
to want a hero, to want someone else to come. Like, you know, I'm saying a lot of the...
No one's coming to save, yeah, no one's coming to save you, unfortunately.
But I'm still yourself. In that process of breaking free from the conformity of what's been our society. Mm-hmm. And that takes time. But, you know, I'm here having this discussion with you and being self-aware that that is a very difficult question to answer.
Let me try to... No, I don't want it. I might answer it on a separate individual podcast. But think about that question. Speak to your significant other about that question, because a lot of issues of a lot of anxiety that people have is around safety. It's like, oh my God, like people are like, oh my God, I have bills. Yeah. Bills aren't going to kill you. Then I rode with an Uber driver. He's like, listen, if you own a business and you have debt, the bank's going to give you more money because they're not going to put you in jail. Mm-hmm. Because they want your business to succeed so you can pay them back.
Yeah.
Right? And a lot of people like have issues about safety. But when they realize like, listen, we're not physically like, for instance, social media, looking up a certain way. People are anxious about all this stuff. It's like, listen, if you look stupid, if you end up naked on the internet, it's not going to hurt you. It's just going to hurt your pride and ego. But like otherwise, what's really going to hurt you? Worrying about other people's perceptions. And like, I think we have to teach kids, because like, unfortunately, we grew up in a time where there was no phones.
No, we grew up in a blissful time.
Right? Kids, I don't know how kids do it nowadays, because like, they have to deal with the stuff we have to deal with, which is hard enough. But now they have to deal with social media and like all these things being thrown at them 24/7. They're being bombarded. Yeah. That's why I think like not giving them their phone after they come home and they get bullied even more online, then like they're fight or flight all the time. They're never like relaxed.
Their self-esteem gets affected.
Yeah.
And when your self-esteem is in a low state, you lack self-love for yourself. Yeah.
And I think what you mentioned earlier about like doing the heart-to-heart, like hugging heart-to-heart, even like if you're in a good place, like just give that energy, because it's just energy to your kids, and you'll help them. Like, don't just give them the phone. Like, actually sit with them, cuddle with them, like watch a movie with them, but like be like physically touching them versus like not like physically touching them, because there's something about the energy. Like you said, love is a frequency, right? Yeah. Like you don't, like a lot of people like show love through different ways, but if you're like actually like you could actually, like science right now is showing that we can be connected to people that are like literally in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, when you think about someone and they call you, it's like, oh, I was just thinking about you, because like it's just a frequency.
Yeah, it's just right? a like, frequency.
It's like we don't really understand the nature of the world, but like,
and our children are in school for a certain amount of hours, Monday through Friday. Parents are at work. I mean, some children have to go for before and after school programs, which extends the time away from their primary caregivers. And once you get home, you're tired, you're exhausted. What's for dinner? You all know that question of the day. Oh, it could be frustrating, but...
Here, let's eat some... what are they recommending? Let's eat some Frosted Flakes or... They're recommended.
Did you hear? We're conscious.
I know, but did you hear? But like, don't eat steak. Eat rice, Frosted Flakes.
No.
It's ridiculous. Like the food pyramid is upside down.
Yeah.
No. And then the government tells you to do the opposite.
But yeah. Just question things.
Question everything.
Be free. My goal is to raise a critical thinker. I don't want to give her. I want to give her tools, even though it can be uncomfortable and hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. And she's experiencing that at almost 10 in grade four. Actually, this is the first year that her complexion was ever brought to her attention from her peers. And it's been a unique experience. And I don't know if it's related to the critical race theory, because
they're teaching that in school.
And I'm like, wow, Angelina, in the years we've been at the school, you've mm-hmm. never been subjected to that to this year. And then the Girl Scout situation with the term brownie. And I'm like, I'm laughing. I'm like, she named her little elf Brownie. And she's this beautiful mixed child. Mm-hmm. So I really have to protect her from the indoctrination of the society, because it just wants to keep people divided and yep. separated. No connectiveness. And when we're divided and separated, we're in a state of fear, yep. anger, rage. And that's why you gotta always choose love, my brother.
And on that note, thank you for listening to the Always Choose Love podcast, show, whatever. I wanna point one person in, Jay Krishna. So the book is called The Awakening of Intelligence. I recommend everybody leaves it. I'll link it down in the visual description. We talked about it earlier. But he's talking about always choosing love, bringing unity together, regardless of your race, ethnicity, gender, or quote-unquote sex, your sexual orientation, you're a man, woman, tall, short, fat, whatever. Regardless of that, we're all one. Yeah. I am something like you. I'm nothing like you. I'm nothing but you. Book coming out. Don't know when. Thank you for being on the show.
Enjoyed the time here.
We will link your friend's balloon business in the show description, and we will also link where you can find her. And she's are you offering any terms of services, nursing or otherwise? Because a lot of people
nursing wise, I work with Caring Touch, and it's a nice organization. I feel fundamentally safe with this environment mm-hmm. of just consciousness and giving back to the community. Through this company, I had the opportunity to work with a mother postpartum and her twins, which is more aligned with my maternal newborn course that I initiated doing prior to COVID, because my goal was to get into labor and delivery and postpartum care. So I think my alignment will be, I'm even considering doula work, but I love servicing and giving back to my community.
Okay, in terms of just one thing, in terms of sugar, since you do diabetes, what's the one thing, because I know sugar, the example that I give is like mm-hmm. a kid. If you eat sugar, like your microbiome, mm-hmm. you have bacteria in your gut. That's why people are mm-hmm. anxious. So what should people do to try to regulate their blood sugar other than exercise? Remember, eat protein, water, count their macros. Yeah. What should they do to regulate? Because a lot of there's sugar in everything. I go to Starbucks, I'm looking at the thing, I'm like, yeah. I can't have this. There's nothing that you can eat that doesn't have sugar.
Sugar, carbohydrates, yeah. which is a source of energy that turns into the glucose.
Yeah. You need carbs though, but like a lot of people are eating carbs that have too much.
Yeah, you got to do it all in moderation. And it's interesting because type 1 diabetes, working with the pediatric mm-hmm. realm, it doesn't discriminate in this country. I've seen children from all different backgrounds, and even counting and calculating their carbohydrate intake to the ratio of insulin, mm-hmm. the unit they would need, it's vastly different even when they are diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. So it's just being conscious, setting a balance, get more greens, get more fruits, get more natural nutrients in you versus the process.
Yeah, that's the issue.
The process, because even with the processed foods, there's the oils and grease that may not be most healthy for your body mm-hmm. intake. It's maybe dilute. If the kid wants juice, dilute it with some water. That's what I've done with my daughter growing up. Mm-hmm. But the content of sugars in some of these drinks is quite high. But mindfulness in the dietary intake and
being aware. Awesome. So what should everybody do all the time?
Always choose love.
And we're out. Mm-hmm. Peace.